You're listening to TalkTainmentRadio.com.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Hello, this is Talktainment Radio, and welcome to Stairway to Heaven. I'm your host, Dr. Bassclaw Smith, and tonight we are going to talk about different things, music, people, places, and anything else that comes on. My guest, Marcus Green, was supposed to be here tonight, but he had to work, so he will be here in the next couple of weeks. My subject, I'd like to say tonight, I haven't forgot, as I said before, next year, and I'm looking forward, excited next year that I'm looking for all, I can talk to all the managers and all the promoters that we can all get together and put on this gospel festival of 2023 next year, right down in the Commons, all the local groups here in the city. They have given more, they have everything else down there, soul food festivals, and had all sorts of concerts down there, R&B concerts down there, even though OSU band has been down there concert. But nobody had never thought about, never have a gospel fest at the Commons down there, and that's a pretty big part. So I'm asking for your help. We get together and meet and talk about this because Columbus, we got some talent here that needs to be exposed and needs to be seen. And why don't we just all of us get together and set a date for that Commons Park next year and have nothing but a hallelujah good time. Mike could do it for two nights, or two or one night, so which case may be. But we should try to get this thing going because it's been on me for quite some time. Every time I pass that park and look at it, and I've been there at a few of their concerts there, and I keep thinking, why won't one of us just get a good old gospel fest and put it in there and let us have a nice time down there? And that way we can have a beautiful time down there. So, you know, and when we do give it, just make it one of the greats. Now, I'm going to say this. Hopefully, if we give this thing, there will be no alcoholic beverages. I'm going to put that out front. First, no alcoholic beverages will be at that festival. It's going to be all gospel. It's like so you want to get your caterers with your food and cook your own food, soul food, whatever you got. But there will be no alcohol there. This is a gospel fest. This is for gospel singers. And I would like to say, I got one of my friends. I talked to him already, and I'm not going to mention who he is, I'm not going to say anything until we get it all together. But we talked about it, and he's trying to get it together. He's going to help me, and I'm going to talk to some more managers, find out where they're singing it, and I'm going to be going around all year announcing this thing to different programs. And hopefully we can get this festival together. And by the way, I'd like to say that this Stairway to Heaven is brought to you by the Keys of Harmony and the Refuge Baptist Church. And they're helping me out. But like I said before, we're going to try to get this thing going and get this thing on the road. My thing is today is that sometimes we have things that go along with us today, and you know, as I get up in the morning, go to work every day in the morning, I see people walking back and forth to work, and people trying to do their own thing. We're trying to see that how to get it on. I mean, that the snow thing has really put us back. And a lot of people are digging out their snow yards and driveways, and some get stuck. And hopefully that Be thankful this bad stuff melts. And so we can go back to normal, but you know, a lot of people have got stuck, some people got sick. And maybe we need to, maybe we get certain people in the city to go down these little small streets and salt them down and keep this stuff salted. Maybe people can get out. But we had just have to go along with it until this stuff melts. Now, my main thing is this today, and you know, like I asked y'all to look out for my son just had surgery yesterday, and he's come along fine, and asking for your prayers. Now, mostly, there's one thing I would like to say, and this is what I'm about dealing with. You know, I hate just like saying that, but people in the church today are not like they used to be. They are not it's not like you go to church, shake your hand, how you doing, brother and sister, and what's going on, how the family. The church people has changed to, I don't know how to put it, I don't know how to say it, but church folks have changed now. It's gotten to the point that they don't care, don't want to greet your brother, or they have a jealousy of you. And once you get a jealousy within you about what the other person, because now, you know, when I used to go to church, people would be happy there, but now these days, some of the people in the church today are coming in and literally they watching what you wear. They saying, well, you shouldn't, how can you come to church dressed like that? Well, it's not what you wear, it's church, it's where it's in your heart. You go to hear the word, it's not the clothes. The clothes, it's just to cover your body and keep you grooming, looking good. But there are some people in churches today, I have nothing against church because I go to church myself, but there are some people today that are in there think they belong and think they own everything. They take a position and let it go through their heads. And that's what I'm saying is they get the big head. You're small and they're the big ones. And I was always told there's no big eyes and no little U's. But the big eyes has got in there and the big shots has got in there has seemed like they have gotten authority and took everything away from the little guy. They don't want the little guy to do anything. And then sometimes there are people in there that they've been in their service so long, 30, 40 years, and somebody young come along and try to come up with a new idea, and they don't want them to use that idea because it afraid it's going to put them out the way or put them out to pasture. And you can't, there's no such thing, only cows go to pasture or go out in the field. I'm going to put it that way. And we as older folks and have to try to live a life and show the young, teach the young people what we know. We have to show them how to work things and then stop pushing them aside. And there's a lot of young man I know that I wish, he watches me every day as I go to church every day, and he watches me every Sunday, and he watches what I do. And I told him if I get a chance, I will teach him how to do what I do, how to work the board, a PA board, so he would know because it's interesting, because he always went, what are you doing? What you doing here? And he always said, how this work? And I showed him a little bit, but not all, a little bit. But I'm hopefully that one day that he'll learn. Because, see, our young folks are the backbone of. They'll take up where we select up. They're the next generation. Where we leave, they need to learn. When I was in Germany, this father and son, father was a carpenter, and he was hanging up drywall in this one of the rooms where I was stationed in the building. And he brought his son along, and this is something you don't see here, hardly ever see or ever see it. But over there, when I was over there, when the father has a trade, is a carpenter, painter, mechanic, or whatever he does, whatever trade he got, he passes it on to the next of kin, to his son, nephew, or whoever. He passes that on to them. And reason being why he passes that on to them, so he can learn to trade. And this is what we need to do, grab our young folks and learn them and teach them to trade. Teach them what we know and teach them what we know, how to do and how to read certain things, how to do this. Because whatever you do, and you got a young man or young lady watching what you're doing, they say, oh, I want to get into that. It's best watch them for a while, and then you just bring them on in. And when you bring them on in, show them what it's worth, teach them what it's all about, then they will stick watch you, and then they get their minds, get the point, they get interested. Oh, wow, this is fun. I enjoy it. But we have to start bringing these young people in and showing them the love and kindness that we have. You know, us old folks, it's time for us to step down and get out the waste in some things and let them learn. Because, you know, especially the folks in the church, the older folks in the church, some old folks in church that don't want the young people to do nothing but sit around and watch. Well, you let them sit around, all they do is come to church and sit and watch what they want to do, watch what's going on, what's new, then how are they going to learn? Because if you don't show them, most of them, they're going to be sitting up there listening to the music, or they have their video, little small portable video games playing with that or playing with their cell phone. We have to take their minds, take that off of our minds, and let them do that when they're not in church or when they're not in school. We have to take these young people by the hand and show them what's what and what's new. Because if we don't show them what's new, they're going to get out there and it's not going to learn a thing. They're going to wish they had learned something, or we wish they had taught them how to do this. But if we don't, they're going to be stuck like Chuck. And I mean to say, I'm sorry to put it that way, but that's just the way I have to put it that way. I can say that a couple of guys, young men I know that I taught how to play bass guitar, and they are doing real, real good. One of them is living in Japan, and he's got married. He had a band called Reach Day with Japan. He met this nice lady in Japan. He stayed over there and married. He's living in Japan. And I don't know, he's doing pretty good. But this is what we have to learn. Teach our young people the things that we do and the right things we know how to do. Another thing I'd like to say is that when we show them what's what, there's always going to be somebody that denied them, and there's going to be some jealousy right there. And we really don't need to put that jealousy, gotta get rid of that. Because there's always someone watching you, and there's always someone asking you, what are you doing? You don't need to be do this and don't do that and the other. And really, to be truthful with you, you're trying to show that person. Don't knock them down. Because there's like I said, you don't put down a person unless you're picking him up. And this is a good thing. This is just one of the things that we should be lifting our brothers and get it together, and sisters, and show these young men and women how to do the trade, teach them the trade. Then maybe when they go to school or whatever they go, school, military, whatever it is, they will learn to continue on with it. And this is how we learn. For other things that I can say is that we need to help the young people and show them more and more love. And if we show them more love, we will be great. This is StockTainmentRadio.com, and you're listening to Stairway to Heaven, and I'm your host, Dr. Bass Claude Smith. And my subject is, it's going to be a mixture of things. Now, Columbus, let me say this. I've seen a lot of, I'm getting back on the music thing, a lot of talent is going on down south. I got a friend down there called Thurman Ivy in the Gospel Consolators. And he's in Fort Davis. And Cincinnati and Dayton are kicking up. We ourselves has got to try to pull music, pull our talent out. And you're not giving us a support. We would like to get your support. We may support each other. But the music that we sing here and the music that's going on today, it could be shared and can be lifted up. I'm talking about the music that's been swept under the rug. And and right now, I feel that some of the gospel groups, we're getting swept up under the rug, and we shouldn't be swept up under the rug, and they should be let out, explored it out. And some of the musicians, some of the groups that I know here, and some of the guys that I know, one's members of the Humble Sons, and the bass player named Lamont, and he's the son of our lead guitar player of the Keys of Harmony. And he was expressing to me that a lot of people wants to come here and sing, as a lot of people out there, because I don't talk to some of the musicians, I don't talk to some of the artists on the phone, like the Abraham Brothers. I talk to them and looking for some music for them. If they can all do that down there, can't we do that here, or why can't we do it here? We need to stop backstabbing each other and just put it all together. And we need to put it all together. That's what we need to do. Get everything together. Oh my! And also, let me say get this out the way, because it's on my mind. My shout outs go out to my wife, Pat, Latoya, Mike, Scott, Janice, all the people at the Core Lab who's fighting this COVID and looking through, trying to find ways to help you, trying to turn it around. I give them a shout out. And them people out there, them lab techs are out there doing their job. So Core Lab, keep going, and I'll see you when I get to work. But getting back to my subject is, we need to take this, get our music together and get them artists in here. Everybody else, you got your Kirk Franklins, you got your Luther Bournes and all your choirs around here. But what about us quartet singers? What about the quartets? I don't think anybody's hardly pushing them like they should be pushed. There was a time they were kind of popular here, but now the person that was pushing them here, they're gone. They passed on, lived on, and somebody should have picked it up kept it on. But pretty soon, like I said, if we can do some things like that and get the festival together, it would be nice. And I'm back at the festival again. My mind, I don't know why my mind is on it, but I guess my heart's in it. But we have to try to get this festival together. And like I said, I got some people that person going to help. I'm going to talk to some more people. I'll be doing with them the whole year. I'll be talking to them. I ain't going to just say 1 month. I'm going to say everybody, all the people that I know that these groups and managers, promoters, I want to try to get a meeting with them if we can have this thing. We got to put Columbus back on the map. We have to put them back on the map, because I don't want to see the city buried and turned over, because from the artists I talk to on the phone, they are begging to come in here. They're begging, they want to get in here real, real bad. I can name one, Deborah Sprite. She wants to get in here. There's a group called The Chosen. I talked to them. There's a lot of other groups that I get recording from, and I'm telling them where I'm at, and they really tell me they want to get in here. But first, we got to get our own people in here and get our own stuff together and bring them in. Let's form a quartet union like many years ago. We need to form a quartet union like we did years ago. And once we get that quartet, maybe we can get these groups together, get these promoters, talk to promoters, and and give each kid a lot of support. Ministers and pastors, I'm not leaving you out. We're going to need your support too. We're going to need your helping and your backing too on this. Because, I mean, you got, I know you got your choirs and everything else, but you need, but you can also, quartets need your help too. It's not always, if it wasn't for the quartets, some of these churches now that have gotten grown wouldn't be where they are now if it wasn't for the quartets. Because some of these churches that used to be little storefront churches or a church in a building where they have church. And sometimes, maybe even in a school building. And we're going to have to learn that we're going to have to try to remember where you came from and get back like it was. And I'm just praying, I'm begging you and asking you, please, let's get this thing on the road. Let's get this thing together. Would you please? Now, getting back to the young people and they're eager to learn and begging for help, we have to pull these strings together. We have to pull a lot of things together. We have to try to get them, put them down, sit them down, show them what it's like, and teach them the right way to be strong and be the way things were. We have to stop pushing them around, pushing them away. And if we get that together and get them together, you'd be surprised what they will learn and how they learn. And they'd be happy. They had their chest sticked out. Now, so much such as that, as my music thing, is it's a lot of groups out there that I know, and I might start doing some things this year. Soon I get permission and everything. We're going to start playing these groups, telling you where they're from, talking to the managers, and maybe I have them call them on the phone and interview them. Let them give the history of these of their how they got started. Robert Blair and the Violinaires, the late Robert Blair and Violinaires, they started in Detroit and Michigan. And I was about 15, I think about 50, yeah, 15 years old when I first saw Robert Blair at a station in Cincinnati. The group I was with was the Mighty Gospel Tribe, the older guys, and I was the youngest member of the group. And they were in the studio recording, broadcasting. They was there. Then another group I met ran into was the Gospel Keynotes with Willie in Tyler, Texas. And they're gone. It's a new set of keynotes now, but we need to bring them guys, play some of their stuff, and bring them guys back out. We got a new set of keynotes. We got a new set of Violinaires. I've got a new set of the Pilgrim Jubilee. Clay is the only one left of the original Pilgrim Jubilee, so they're a new set now. And I haven't heard how they sound, but I would like to hear how they sound. I might have to call Clay and ask him, get an interview with him on the show one day and have him talk about the Pilgrim Jubilee. Them guys out of Chicago, I mean, they had a style very way different from everybody. At least the style they had was beautiful, but it looked different from everybody. There we go from there. Then we found out a couple of days ago, looked up Reverend Thomas Spann of the Brooklyn All-Stars. He's the oldest gospel, him and Spencer Till are the oldest gospel quartet singers out there. Thomas Spann, manager of the Brooklyn All-Star, is 93 years old. And he's still out there singing with the young guy. I might as well say them young guys under him, them young men under here. And he's hanging in there with them. He's 93 years old, and he is still kicking on. He done made some songs like, last CD I got of him was Just Look at Me Now. And, I got my ticket, and he's still got that deep voice, and he had that one song, Let Me Lean on You, and he wrote that, and he's out there doing his thing, and he got them young men still when they hanging in there with him. Also, Spencer Taylor on the Brooklyn of the Highway QCs. he's up in age, and he's still out there singing, and he's still, his sons out there are Spencer Taylor Jr., and his sons, they're carrying on the group's name, and they're still going strong. And I can say that Johnny Taylor, Sam Cooke, and all of them got their start from Spencer Taylor before they went out on their own. You know, Sam Cooke left and went with the Soul Stirrers, and he saw with them. Then he went on his went out, broke out, and went to the R&B thing, and it was popular there. Spencer Taylor, he still sing his song, "Whole Lot Wonderful," and "Something's Worrying Me." That was his hits. Going down, as I go down farther, under there was the late Reverend Julius Cheeks. I was his bass player at one time. I played bass for him. He did the song called, album called out, called "How Far Is Heaven?" And "Who's Going Down in the Grave with Me?" and all this other good stuff. Used to be the lead singer of the Nightingales. And he left, and now he came out with a group called Junior Cheeks and the Knights, Four Knights. Well, I got involved with him. Frank Tape and I was playing with the Gospel Heavyweights out of Brooklyn, New York. I left the Heavyweights. I went back to Amanda and the Golden Gospel Singers, started playing for them for a while, resumed playing for them. After I came back from Cincinnati, leaving the Christian Airs of Cincinnati down there, and came up back up here. And then when Frank came to me and asked me, first of all, how I got with the Heavyweight was I went to see him at a church up here in Columbus. I can't remember the church it was. And their bass player did not show up. And I was asked to come back there to play for them. And I went back there to play for them. And next thing I know, that Friday night, next thing I know, I was got a knock on the door and hit the highway with them for a while. And after I hit the highway with them for a while, then I came back and Dr. Headways, then Frank and I, he left. The next thing I know, Frank come get me again and asked me, say, Reverend Cheeks wants to see you, and he wants a bass player. So Frank and I, went called him in Spartanburg, North Carolina, South Carolina, one of the two. Well, that's how I met Reverend Julius Cheeks. He's gone. He's one of the top legend, and he was with, at one time. I said he's with the Nightingales. At one time, he broke out, and got his own group called the Knights. That's a gone, long living legend. Another one, Claude Jeter, Swans at the Swan Silvertones, old song, "Oh Mary, Don't You Weep." Them guys that sung, that's when the world, that's when they were playing a lot of quartet music. And now the people today see like they're putting the quartet music aside for this new stuff. But you can't, that's the root of gospel. That's the basic of gospel music. Besides what our ancestors, our uncles, grandfathers, grandmothers sung back in the slave days, and they wrote this and got this together. So this is there. And as I continue on from Julius Cheeks to, like I said, Claude Jeter. Then there's another one, Joe Lagan, the great Joe Lagan, the late mighty Joe Lagan and the mighty Clouds of God. Joe Lagan changed the style of quartet music. When he came out with his style of gospel music, that's when it began to change into the style that he had put out. And each one of the gospel group listened to it. Okay. And now, once we, Joe was the head maker. He was the head. All right, my YouTube fans, and hey, I'll see you next time. Have a good day.
My name is Al Edmondson. I'm a business owner and community organizer. I want to encourage you to visit the King Lincoln District, our community. It's a great place to live, work, and worship. Catch a show at the Lincoln Theater. Enjoy smooth jazz at the King Arts Complex. Enjoy great food and visit our historical churches and newly remodeled homes. Live, work, and worship the King Lincoln District.
Government doesn't seem to care that 9 million children have no health insurance, even though every dollar spent immunizing children against illness saves more than $16 in medical costs to make them better. Doesn't anyone see? We're wasting money and allowing children to get sick. I am Susie Flynn. A vote for me is a vote for the 9 million uninsured children.
9 million uninsured children need a solution now. For more information, go to electsusie.com.
I was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes at age 33, with not one day off since. But JDRF has my back, funding research toward a cure, prevention, and treatments that really help the millions like me to have a better life. The scientists funded by JDRF test themselves every day so that someday I won't have to. Join us. Your help is our hope. JDRF, improving lives, curing type 1 diabetes.
Green, green, green. It's our home, it's our dream. For a life that's healthy and clean, make it green, green, green.
My mom said making it green is making sure the air in your home is healthy for your family to breathe. Make sure you test your home for radon. It's easy. Just call 866-730-GREEN.
Make it green, green, green.
A message from the U.S. EPA.
Okay, welcome, welcome. This is Stairway to Heaven, your host, Dr. Bass Claude Smith. And as I said before, we're going to talk about music and different things. And let me say this again. I'm asking for all that. This is Lee Williams. I learned to read.
I love to lead, don't you?
Lee Williams, and I learned to lean on Jesus, and the late Lee Williams, and I met Lee Williams in 1998 in Cincinnati, Ohio, and I was singing with a group called Thurman Island and the Gospel Constellators, and the way he sound off that record is the same way live, and I mean, them guys, he stood flat-footed and sung, and then he will, but there will never be another Lee Williams, because Lee Williams is, his son has taken over now, and the group is called C.C. Williams and the Spiritual QCs, and that's one of the groups that he has changed. Gospel Quartet music has changed a little bit. It's got the old flavor, but they've changed. Another guy, the Canton Spirituals. Everybody loved the Canton Spirituals. Harvey Watkins and the Canton Spirituals. Well, I can't do it by Harvey, but from things I've been looked up on Harvey Watkins, and then he has a different group now. And they sound just as good. They sound pretty good, and I'm looking for them to come a little better. They come out a little strong, so I'm looking for them. They got a CD out called Hallelujah with Reverend Al Green. The song's called Hallelujah. Also, there's an old, getting back to, I remember there's another group I can think of is Slim and the Supreme Angels. And if I can get some of their numbers on there, it's called, song is called Shame on You. And when I first heard him sing that song, it was bass player that was here, played for him. Is from Columbus, and he played for Slim, and then he left and he went to play for the Violinaires, and he got his own group out now called, I can't think of the name of the group now, but him and his wife got their own group together, and it's called Slim and the Supreme Angels. He's played for Slim, but they got a beautiful group. He's doing keyboard, but he played for Slim and Supreme Angels. He played for the Robert Blair and the Violinaires. And he also played for, Amanda them, late Amanda Hannon and Richard before I came there. Richard Hannon was Robert Blair's lead guitar player before he married Amanda. And when he married Amanda and Richard got their own group called the Golden Gospel Singers, which I played for them for about 12, 15 years I played for them. And the group was really going strong. Then Amanda got sick and the group had folded up. Then I left and went to Texas and played for a group called the New Birds. And then I went to play for a group called the Heavenly Echoes. And I played for them. And after I played for them for a while, then while I was in Texas, I played for the group called God Sent. And them young ladies could sign, but they're not together no more. Excuse me. Also, when I came back here, that's what I got with the Gospel Consolators, and that's what I got with the other groups. Then I went with New Joy Gospel Singers. But this is what I say. This is all the talent. This is talent that we have here in Ohio, and talent that we here in Columbus. excuse me. The groups that I know of, they still out there kicking, still going strong. The Violinaires now, like I said, there's two set. Danny Walker and the Violinaires, and there is Robert Blair and the iconic Violinaires. Lil Blair, there's a guy named, I can't think of his name, but they call him Lil Blair. He sounds just like Robert Blair. I met him 2 years ago in the city. And he had a group called Lil Blair and the Ice, and they sound so much like the Violinaires, you couldn't tell them apart. And then they changed, and he left and went back with the Violinaires, and they kept on going. Danny Walker was one of the original members of Robert Blair and the Violinaires. It was Robert Mitchell, Danny Walker, Lil Shot, and then I can't think of the other guys that were with Blair, the originals. Richard Hannon was the lead guitar player. They all came from Detroit. And when they came out, they had unusual styles. When they came out, their voices were so high. Their voices sounded like, I wonder, you know. And I thought it's just, but their voices, they sung them high, telling their songs all in high pitch. It was a high pitch song, and you'd be surprised if you'd be wondering that going. It sounded like he got three first tenors there, and then they got their voice set high. And it sounded like, I see why they called them the Violinaires, because it sounded like Violinaires, violins a little bit. So that's, they're still doing it, and they still going strong. Like I say, let me give these people my shout out. Again, shout these people out. Latoya from Core Lab. Mike from Core Lab. Scott, he's from Core Lab. And two Jennifers and my other friends at Core Lab. I'm giving y'all a shout out. And I think there's one young man now, that one of the ladies, young man, he's trying to play guitar. I wish him the best of luck, because I told him, his mother, let him listen to all the music he can, not just one, but all of it, and he'll learn. But that's my advice to him, if he want to be a nice musician. And don't let it go too far. Don't let it go to his head. Let him try to meet some people that will take him and train him, bring him along. All right, getting back to the groups. Now, I left off with saying Joe Ragone and the Mighty Clouds of Joy. Joe Ragone and the Mighty Clouds of Joy, they had a nice usual style. I mean, they did a song like, when they sung that song, What a Friend You Have in Jesus, I Came to Jesus, and lots going, I went through the storm too long, and Somewhere Around God's Throne, they did a lot. They got their stuff together. Joe had said that he didn't, when he got with the Clouds, they had another name. When he got with the Clouds, he didn't come there to be a lead singer. He came to be a backup singer. And a little bit did I know. And what happened was, they had a guy lead singer, and here it is. What our friend having, these are Joe Ragone and the original Mighty Clouds of Joy. Okay, that was the Mighty Clouds of Joy, Joe Legato, Mighty Clouds of Joy, the originals. And all of them, there's a new set of Mighty Clouds of Joy. They supposed to have a cutout, and I'm gonna check, see can I get it. I also want to say, pay my tribute to the guitar player, the original guitar player of the Mighty Clouds of Joy. He just passed away not too long ago. I can't think of his name, but he's passed away sometime this week. So he's probably with Joe them up there singing in heaven, the clouds up in heaven. But he had passed away this week. Getting back, if we can find Robert Blair and the Fantastic Violinaires, the original one singing, I Got Something to Shout About, a mother used to hold me in her arms. And they are, getting back to Robert Blair, he was, his style, their style was unusual, very unusual. They were, the guys were real, real nice. I knew them, and every time they came to Columbus, I would talk to Blair, I would talk to Lushot. Well, Lushot was the one that hung around. We didn't hardly see the other, but Lushot was mostly around us a little bit more. And I was asking Lushot a couple of questions about, you know, how did he, what made the voices so high and everything. And they could say it's just the way the style was. They supposed to have this sort of like a little bit of country and western style, but it didn't turn out that way. It turned out the way with the sound they had now. Robert Blair, he wrote some. He said, "Mother used to hold me in the arm." Mother used to hold me in the arms, and they used to have one called I got it in my old time religion. I got the love old time religion. That was one of them. And then there was another one besides the one I Got Something to Shout About. They had, let me check these out, Time to Get Ready, Lord Don't Let Me Love in Vain. That was one of them, another one of their greatest hits. Jesus, I'm Calling on Your Name, Thank You for Mama. And then the old clock on the wall. And that was the hits the violinists had. And this one here, the violin there, I Got Something to Shout About.
Feel it in my soul.
Okay, that was the original Robert Blair and the original Violinaires out of Detroit, Michigan. And like I said, they had those voices, them voices pretty high. I couldn't even reach that high voice myself, especially the loudest one in there was Lil Shot. And he had the highest voice in there. And the whole group, he brought the group out. He brought that whole background out. And all Robert Blair had to do was just sit there and sing his song. That's all he had to do was sit there and sing. The lead guitar player was Richard Hannon. He was the lead guitar player for the Violinaires before he married Amanda and moved to Columbus. But he was the lead guitar player. That's him on lead guitar. Now, I'm going to say this about Richard and Amanda, and especially mostly Richard. Every bass player, every lead guitar player that played with Richard Hannon, Richard showed them how the pros was playing, and every last one of them guys that played with him wind up going professional, went to the pros. And myself, I went too. And every lead, I don't care if a bass player, lead guitar player, drummer, they would, when you get through, after Richard Hannon got through with you and showed you how the ropes and how it goes, you went professionally. And I mean, that during that time when Richard was here and Randy was here, we singing, and they were singing, them road groups would come through here and they would pick up musicians out of Columbus and take them with them. And then after I left, Richard and Amanda had left and went to song with Mildred Clark and the Kansas City Belvieres, which one of them is still here. Jackie, she's still here, the Kansas City Belvieres, one of the lead singers of Mildred Clark. That's what happened. That's why we got so much talent here. Curtis Foster Jr. and his brother with a blind voice for 12 years. And I was living when I was a little kid, when Curtis left, his father was called the Big Eagle. And he had a gospel group called the Golden Eagles. And they were pretty good guys. But his sons left and went with the blind boys from Alabama. And they still now. Curtis is out on his own. When he's still with them. But when he's not with the group, he's pursuing his own thing, his own solo career, and he's by himself. He's doing it by himself. So, Curtis Foster Jr. is on his own. So I got his CD. I played it on the show last time, and next time I see Curtis, I'm gonna try to get him, call him, have an interview with him on the phone. They're still going strong, and I'm looking forward for the Blind Boys, either Mississippi or Alabama, looking for them to come back to the come up through this way. But they're out there. They're in I think they're somewhere in South Carolina, somewhere in a big gospel show down there. And then there's C.C. Williams. He's with the Spiritual QCs. That's the same group that Lee Williams. As his son, he's leading, and he's singing all the songs that his dad sung. So, looking for him to get a little stronger and come up. Now, if I could find Slim and the Supreme Angels singing "Shame on You," Slim, they were from down south also, and he had they had a real slow unusual. Now it was a quartet style. But it was a style that, I mean, like he did a song, I'm gonna stay with the blood, and where should I be? I can't make it without you, and going home is gonna be sad. And then on Judgment, Lift Him Up, I Got Jesus, and the other one's on called. I got so much to talk about, and that's it. And now this group, my own group, the Keys of Harmony. I like to say this to you: Keys of Harmony get back together, and I said we're getting together, and working things out. And this is our song, "It's Me, Oh Lord," and we're looking out to put another one out. And for all you people that's looking for us, I'm looking for y'all too. And have a good day. And remember, the mind is nothing but a garden. What you put in it grows. Thank you.
Lord, I'm standing in the need.